Well, Don, I'm sorry to say that was a pretty rough rough transmission. Couldn't get very much of that. You got a long haul all the way to the Mount Clemens repeater. So maybe that's what our problem is tonight. That is the bottom of our list. And so, this will conclude tonight's session. Oh, let me just give a couple announcements. Dave is out of town, and so he is normally making announcements right now. So I just got one or two I want to throw out to you. The task book. Glad to hear that many of you are working forward on your task book. Outstanding. And if you have any questions or any problems, please feel free to email Dave or I so we can help you out and get you moving forward. We're looking at some trainings coming up. We are also looking at sometime this summer, hopefully sooner than later, field day is this Saturday, Sunday, so it's going to, after that, that's going to free up a bunch of my preparation. I'm the cook for Castle Park Amateur Radio Club and also doing field day. Also, I cook, so I'll be playing radio and playing food. So it's been a pretty busy last couple of weeks and had a couple of camping trips in there. And so this will clear up some time for me. And we're looking at doing a repeater crawl in Macomb County and hopefully a couple of them so we can hit several repeaters along the way. And you can find out what your system is doing and make changes to make your signal better and being able to reach, you know, all the different repeaters around the county and into Oakland, Wayne, St. Clair, our surrounding county. Wayne County does a repeater call. It's outstanding. It's on Friday nights. And I've done a lot of antenna stuff. I'm right on the edge of being able to reach Monroe from my house without a Yagi or, you know, any kind of specialized antenna, directional antenna. I'm trying to see if I can do that. So we'll see if I can get there, but it's because of things like the repeater crawls. They will let you know what your antennas are capable of and not capable of and just help you to be better. So we're going to be there. And so I think that's about it. And I will also say one last thing that the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club is having field day at Scout Park in Hazel Park, Michigan. It's around it's between DeQuinder and John R. and around the 9 Mile area. Scout as in Boy Scout. Scout Park. Easy to find. Especially for new hams. If you're interested in seeing what happens at field day, if you want to come in and you just want to look around or if you want to transmit or whatever you want to do, we're going to start our day at the Cozy Cabin restaurant at the Quinder and 12 Miles. We're going to have breakfast starting at 8 o'clock. As soon as we're done with breakfast, we're heading over to Scout Park. We will be erecting tower antennas and loop antennas and all kinds of fun stuff. So it's a great learning experience, especially for a new ham or somebody who's never done anything like that before. So you're all welcome to come out and join us there if you'd like. I don't know what other clubs are doing field days or where they're doing them, so I'm not trying to pull you from your own club or your own gig. Just if you don't have one and you don't know what's going on, please, you're welcome to join us. We'll have some fun. If you want to transmit, we'll get you ready to transmit on, and we'll all have some fun and have a we will start transmitting at shutdown on Saturday, and we will finish transmitting around 2 p.m. Sunday. So a full 24 hours of transmitting after we get set up, it'll just be fun. So, with that, this will conclude tonight's session of the Macomb County ARPS CDEP.